are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
What's up? I'm Mara.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Kendall. And here's Karen.
Well, hello, everyone. Today, we are going to say goodbye to our wonderful friends, Sam and Abby. Boo-hoo. They have been recording with us for about 4 years, and they are moving to North Carolina. Right, Sam? Right, Abby?
Yeah.
And I thought it would be fun to talk about some of their favorite times with Karen and Kids and play some of their favorite music. How about if we start with Abby? What's one of your favorite times with Karen and Kids?
Well, one of them was when we all used to go down to your pond and try to catch frogs.
Oh, okay. That's fun. How about you, Sam?
I liked it when we went to, like, the swim party and we went to the pool and we all, like, had fun with each other.
Yeah. Well, I know that you two are excited about moving, and probably in some ways, too, you might be a little nervous. You guys a little nervous about moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all these new things that you'll experience, new friends and new school and a new home. How about the other kids? Do you have some words of wisdom to give Sam and Abby as they start a new journey? Mara.
Be strong and be nice and try to make new friends as best as you can.
Very good advice. How about someone else? Carolyn.
Just look for good things where you go and don't look at all the bad and just kind of like trust God that he'll show you the way.
Very good advice. How about someone else?
You shouldn't be afraid to talk to people because they could be friendly and you could make friends with them.
Yeah, it's hard to make friends. But you know what? I think you guys are pretty nice and easygoing kind of kids. So I bet you won't have any trouble making new friends. What do you both think?
Yeah. I have no clue.
You have no clue? Well, you'll meet kids through sports, and you'll meet kids through your school and neighbors, and you'll make friends. I know that.
Just have fun.
That's right. You know, you can always hear your friends at Karen and Kids online or on a radio station in North Carolina. Maybe you can ask for a station in town to carry a program if they don't already. And it's time for a song now. So, Sam, what is your favorite Karen and Kids song?
Probably Ask and Seek and Knock.
You like all the motions that we do to that, don't you? We knock on the door, and then you all take turns coming in. And that's taken right out of the book of Matthew.
Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, the door will be open. Ask and seek and knock.
Sam and Abby, you have really blessed this ministry. Sam always had a way of bringing sports into our discussions. You all remember that, don't you?
Yeah.
When we talked about heaven, Sam thought about baseball. And when we talked about perseverance and working hard, you thought about baseball, Sam. Well, I know God has blessed you with abilities and talents, and you will use them for His glory. That is for sure. And I remember when you said something to one of our other kids that hurt their feelings, and when your mom told you, you were really hurt about it. Well, you wrote a letter and apologized. And Miss Karen really wants to thank you for taking responsibility for that, because that was the way that Jesus would have wanted you to handle that. I was real proud of you. And Abby, I remember when you were not even part of Karen and Kids, but you were always thinking one day that you would be. And then the day finally arrived, and Abby joined Karen and Kids. And from the time that you started, you knew exactly what to do. You brought such energy and enthusiasm to our program, and you always shared from your heart and gave so willingly. And I really thank you for that. There was one problem, though. You were afraid of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when we record, we usually have three dogs with us. Sometimes they're even in the studio, like right now. What do we have right here, guys?
Cassie,
our sleeping dog. That's right. But you faced your fears, Abby, and I'm so proud of you. And with the help of some other kids now, you're ready, almost ready to take one of our dogs, Baxter, for a walk, right?
Yeah, I kind of already have.
You have taken him for a walk. Well, I'm really, really proud of you. See, God is with us, and through experiences, we can all help each other.
We are a family. We help each other.
We pray together.
We serve together.
Learn together.
And sing together.
Abby, what's your favorite song?
A Little Seed Is All You Need.
Well, let's sing it right now, okay?
Okay.
A little seed is all you need to believe, to believe. All you need is one small seed to believe in Jesus.
Talked about family and how we and Karen and Kids feel like such a wonderful singing, dancing, having a lot of fun family. But we are part of an even bigger family.
The family of God.
We work and serve God to help His family grow.
The Bible says, "How great is the love that the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God," and that is what we are.
We are God's children, and when we put our faith in Jesus,
we become a child of God.
What does the word lavish mean? Have you heard that before? Talking about the Father's love that He lavished on us. Can you guess what that means, Kendall?
Given us.
Given us, but in a way that, what, Caroline?
It's kind of like when you use lotion and, like, instead of using a little drop, you, like, squeeze a whole bunch on and just lather it up.
Great example. It just means, like, so much given, more than you can imagine, right? More than you need. And God loves us so much that He lavished His love on us with His Son, Jesus. He sent Jesus to save us from our sins.
He makes us acceptable to God.
We need to study His words so we can learn and grow to be more like Jesus.
know Jesus?
Do you know about his love for you?
He wants you to be part of his family, too.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for our friends listening today.
We pray that they would truly know you and follow your ways.
It is our prayer that through your Spirit, hearts and minds will be open to the knowledge of your Son.
Lives would be changed.
We pray that our words would bring honor to you.
That our music will bring you praise.
And that our listening friends will come to a full understanding of your love for them.
In the name of Jesus we pray, and all say,
Amen.
Thanks again, Sam and Abby. And before we say goodbye, we want to share some scripture with you. The Apostle Paul gave this same message to the people of Philippi.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
Let your gentleness be evident to all.
The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Finally, whatever is true,
whatever is noble,
whatever is right,
whatever is pure,
whatever is lovely,
whatever is admirable,
if anything is excellent or praiseworthy,
think about such things.
Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice.
And the God of peace will be with you.
To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
See you next time.
Everyone who's contacted us.
It's great to learn about our friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, TIMONIUM, Maryland, 21094.
Right.